It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday morning, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, over the weekend, Grand Ole Opry was doing their Grand Ole Opry type thing out there in Nashville at the Ryman and whatnot in the Grand Ole Opry house. Well, they pulled a special surprise, and we have a new Opry member invitation. It was granted when Vince Gill went on the stage and surprised one Steve Earle. Steve Earle, in fact, had just wrapped up playing Copperhead Road. And there he was at the microphone, and out walks Vince Gill. And they do this. They'll spring these things on him. And he said, of course, it's the Opry's 100th birthday this year. And Vince walked out on stage and presented Steve Earle and said, hey, I got this nice personalized guitar strap in celebration of the Opry's 100th birthday. Steve said, that's amazing. Thank you. This is beautiful. And Ben says, what I forgot to mention is to get one of these straps, you have to be a member. And you are officially invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And this is particularly notable because Steve Earle, for most of his career, though definitely looked upon as a trailblazer, extremely talented, has always kind of looked out as an outsider. And partly that was because Steve Earle wanted it that way. But Steve, after Vince gave him the news, closed his eyes, bowed his head, turned 90 degrees to face the crowd, and bowed.
Aww.
Gave Vince a big old hug and said, quote, this is kind of the biggest thing that has ever happened to me in my life. So pretty cool that the Outlaws are getting ushered in, too. And very cool that Steve's still very much going on strong.
Well, my name's John.